The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation awarded about $18,000 in grants to Haines nonprofit organizations last week. Since its inception in 2009, the foundation has raised money for a permanent fund that its board hopes will support community organizations for years to come. Crystal Badgley is the Community Foundation board co-chair.
I've lived here for several decades, and I have really benefited from so many of the organizations that we support. So I sent my kids to the preschool. We use the library regularly, recycling center, you know, we go out there. So I don't know. I just see how all these organizations are truly enhancing the quality of life here.
Badgley says that's what the Community Foundation is about, helping to sustain and enhance the quality of life in Haines. Each year, the foundation distributes grants to nonprofit groups that apply for funding for a specific project or need.
The big thing we want to know is, how is your project going to support Haines, people in Haines? How many people will it serve? What will be the benefits to those people? You know, those kinds of questions. So we want to know how it's going to benefit the Chilkat Valley.
The foundation awarded about $18,000 to 14 organizations this year. The largest grants, about $2,500, went to Hospice of Haines and the Senior Center. Grants in the $2,000 range went to the Haines Dolphins Swim Team and the newly formed Haines Avalanche Information Center.
This was our first Community Foundation grant, so we're really excited to be working with them.
Eric Stevens is director of the Avalanche Information Center. The $2,000 from the foundation is helping to pay for a weather station on Mount Rapinski.
Yeah, so I mean, it'll be safer for people because our forecast will be more accurate and more precise. And it'll be safer for people because they'll be better prepared before they go out. They'll be able to check the current conditions up at 3,000 feet before they even leave their living room in the morning.
The other organizations awarded grants are the Haines Arts Confluence, Bald Eagle Foundation, Chilkat Valley Preschool, Friends of the Library, Friends of Recycling, Haines Hot Shots, Chilkat Quan Heritage Center, Lynn Canal Counseling, Sheldon Museum, and Lynn Canal Broadcasting, which operates KHNS. A lot of the Community Foundation grants pay for things as basic as operating expenses. That's what the grants for the swim team and hospice are for.
Hospice of Haines, you know, we want to support them as much as possible because they help a lot of people at a very critical time in their lives. So to me, offering operating support, it's about their mission to help people. And, you know, so many people benefit from them.
The Chilkat Valley Community Foundation was formed with support from the Alaska Community Foundation and the Rasmussen Foundation. Rasmussen representatives visited Haines earlier this year, and they pledged a spur-of-the-moment matching grant of $35,000 to help the local foundation reach the $500,000 mark in their endowment. Badgley says they hope to get about $7,000 more in local donations to take advantage of those matching funds. Badgley says awareness in the Community Foundation is growing in Haines.
Even though there's a lot of money put aside in investments, and we can't give all of that money away, as that investment grows, we'll be able to give more and more, and that will be there in perpetuity. So it is a different way of giving to those organizations.
She says giving to the foundation is like an investment in the future of all the nonprofits. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.